Damon here with Complete Media. Today I'm going to try something a little bit different. I've been known to watch some court shows every now and then, from Judge Milian to Judge Joe Brown, Judge Mathis, what up to the D, and all of the court shows. And I always found myself tuning in especially closely when they there were lawsuits against someone in the industry that I'm in. I run a company that provides photography, videography, DJ service, lighting, audio visual, as well as photo booth services, mainly for social events like weddings, bar bat mitzvahs, birthday parties, etc. We also do a lot of corporate events as well. And so what I decided to do was watch these videos with you and, I guess, comment, react, and see my perspective. I'm definitely not a lawyer. I have not gone to law school. This is not advice, law advice, or anything like that. This is just my thoughts from a business owner perspective. So today is a very interesting video. It's my first one. I just, you know, pulled up wedding videographer sued. And what came up was, does Judge Judy agree that a videographer ruined a wedding video? So the description, this is obviously from Judge Judy, so I am going to try not to get any strikes. Please, Judge Judy, don't come after me. This is my first video, so I hope you don't make it my last.
I don't care. It's irrelevant to me.
But it says here, Marie says the videographer he hired ruined his wedding video. Does Judge Judy agree? So we're going to go ahead and get into this video right now, and I guess we'll see if you agree, if I agree, and kind of take it from there.
When we sat down and met with her, because we met with her together, we were very specific and detailed about what we wanted. And in terms of the price being so low, we never asked her for a discount or look. That's what she charged us.
It's not Mr. Wright asking her for a discount. I agree with you that I don't think that I would be happy having spent as much money as you spent, clearly, on this wedding. It was beautifully staged. It was in a beautiful venue. The cake itself was more expensive, I'm absolutely positive, than the video, than what you paid the videographer, because I've done weddings and I've done affairs and I...
Okay, so it looks like this is... Unfortunately, when we break down law, a lot of times you get emotional, which in weddings it's all about emotions. But this seems like it's a contract dispute where they hired this videographer to provide wedding video services, and they were not happy with the outcome. A lot of times, and I don't know what's going to happen in the video, but a lot of times. People put emotion into it, again, obviously because it's a wedding, but you have to put, you can't over exceed the cost of the service. And I don't know if that's what's going to happen here. For instance, if this videographer, you know, whatever, they charge $100 to do a wedding video, and then they provided a terrible wedding video, well, then you can't sue them for the cost of the wedding because they provided subpar service for you. I mean, you can sue, anybody can sue anybody for any reason, but chances of prevailing are going to be very low because you have you can't exceed the cost of what you paid that person. So I don't know what's going to happen here. I haven't seen this one in particular, but I just wanted to just interject that.
Know what that wedding cake cost, and I would not be happy with the quality of this video. You don't get your money back. Don't refer her to anybody else. But the next time, if you're ever planning a function, I suggest you go to somebody who you check their credentials, you look at the work that they've done, that they supply you, you check the references for this important date, because this falls under the category, Mr. Wright, of you get what you pay for.
Okay, I'm just going to up. I was a little bit off. I said $100, but they paid $250 for wedding videography services. I really don't know. I haven't seen the video. I don't think they're going to show this video on this clip. But they pay $250 for wedding video services. I don't know what they expected when they paid $250 for a wedding video, but chances are you're not going to get good quality spending anywhere under $1,000 for a wedding video, at least down here in South Florida. The other thing that she brought up, and I wanted to touch on this because I see it a lot and it just drives me crazy, especially when I watch these court shows, is where they hire somebody. So you hire someone and you have a great rapport with them and everything seems to be going good, and then they provide shoddy service or subpar service. And then that's when you try to confirm, yeah, they actually suck. Well, I pulled them up after I hired them, and they have a F for Better Business Bureau rating. And they have 1,000 negative reviews on Google. Or they were arrested, and I looked them up after the fact. Well, that's really the wrong time to look someone up. If you are, I guess, have a red flag and you want to research somebody, and I would definitely suggest research any company and pull up their Google reviews. In the wedding industry, we have the Knot and Wedding Wire. Pull up those reviews. Those are going to be from real couples that have a profile on those specific services. You can even pull up Yelp. Yelp is a little bit different in the wedding industry, but you can do those as well. Pull up their Better Business Bureau rating. And if you see something that you have a question about, you can always ask them. And if you don't like the answer, or if you don't like what you see, you don't have to hire them. But if you do decide to ask them a question, then and you don't like the answer, you don't have to hire them. But pulling it up after the fact and then bringing that to court, oh, I pulled it up and they have an F rating. Well, you should have done that before. Oh, I did a search and this person is a pedophile. Well, you should have done the research before. Doing it after only confirms that you made a bad choice, but it doesn't support your case against that person. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and just continue on.
Charged you $250 for a full day's work. She clearly came while you were getting dressed, stayed through the ceremony, stayed through the party, took whatever video she took of the tables at the party, went to the after party, went to another venue.
Wow.
Where you and your husband walked away together. So it wasn't that she didn't show up. It's that she didn't do what you consider a great job.
And Judge Judy agrees with him that the videographer didn't do a great job. But, I mean, I'm floored. This person, I would assume, is a novice. Maybe they are just started or they're trying to build up their portfolio. But $250 for getting ready, ceremony, post-ceremony, reception, and after-party, that's got to be 12-plus hours. That is an incredible amount of time. I mean, if you just break it down, oh my gosh, 12 hours at $250. So, let's see, $12 an hour? Anyway, so let's go ahead and continue on. I don't want to stop it anymore.
I agree with you. You don't get your money back. You can complain about it someplace on the internet, if you like, and say, I used this videographer and I was unhappy with her service. Because I don't think it's professionally done. I don't think it's well lit. I don't think it's well composed. My personal opinion. I don't think it's well edited. My opinion. But that doesn't mean that he gets his money back.
And also, sorry, I keep cutting this off. As a wedding videography company, which is one of the services that we do, we want to make sure that our clients are happy. So that's going to be number one. So if you don't like the finished product, you can always ask for a re-edit. But be specific. If you just say, I don't like the video, it's not edited well, that doesn't really help the videographer if you can be more specific. If it's just a turd from beginning to end, yeah, you can tell them it's a turd from beginning to end. Let's go ahead and send it to a different editor. But if it's, I don't like this. It looks unedited. Well, that really doesn't help. Be specific. But also, so like I said, we want to make sure you're happy. And most reputable videography companies want to make sure you're happy with your final product. Our name is going to be on there somewhere, or you're going to put us on blast like this couple's going to do here. And we don't want that. So if you're unhappy, definitely voice that. But at the same time, art is subjective. And so, you know, you can look at a video and you can say, we actually perfect example, we did a phenomenal wedding video. I actually put a link in the description so you can see that video. And I think it came out incredibly. And the client, they liked it, but they didn't want to hear any talking at all. So they asked us to re-edit their video and to have it where there's zero talking, so it's more like a highlight movie instead of like a cinematic story. And so we did that for the client, and I'll also put that link right here as well. But like I said, I thought it was gorgeous. Everyone in the office thought it was gorgeous. The editor thought it was gorgeous. When you watch it, you'll think it's gorgeous, but the client didn't like it. They wanted this video, the one that I'm going to, again, put right here, that only has music over playing it. And so that's what we provided for them. So anyway, go ahead and continue on. I made this 3-minute, 4-minute video into like a 20-minute video. So let me go ahead and just continue on and not delay anymore.
Do you understand? You know, if you went to the venue...
Why is she raising her hand? Why are you raising your hand? She's agreeing with you. You're not going to get a refund. They're not going to get a refund, so chill. Put your hand down, girl.
People there, and you picked a menu, and it turns out that you didn't like the food. You don't get your money back. If the food was served cold, you don't get your money back. Everybody ate it. If they didn't want to eat the cold food, they ate something else, or they didn't. But you don't get your money back. You don't recommend the venue again. Now, if the venue closes down and doesn't show up to accommodate your wedding, then you get your money back. If she never showed up to do the wedding, if she didn't show up to do the wedding.
Can I speak on that?
She did show up for the wedding, sir. I just saw what she did.
She did. But, however, the second videographer who she hired never showed up. As you see me getting dressed, he never showed up.
You mean
house.
You had two videographers for $250?
I was going to say the same thing. Two videographers for $250. So I said $12 an hour before, but it's actually closer to $20 an hour. But now it's closer to $10 an hour. And an edited video. Are you serious? Get out of here.
Right, her partner. But
Mr. Wright, Mr. Wright, you get what you pay for.
For sure.
$250. You want two videographers for the whole day.
But... like I said, I told
her when
we talked that charge me. Our wedding was at no expense.
It's not a question of charging her if she's only charging you $250.
But we told her to charge us, though. We wasn't expecting
you. Okay, five grand. How about that?
You're not following me, sir. That's the price she gave you. A bell would have gone off in my head. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Don't charge me more.
What's up?
I'm going to look into a videographer for this important date. And if a bell went off in your head and said, you know what, it's only... $250. Maybe this is somebody that I want to hire for my day. Not
sure.
You charge $250. That's not enough. Why don't you charge me more?
Dude, $250 for two videographers, 12 plus hours after party, and he's complaining? Bro, get out of here, man.
You would have been happy if she charged you more and gave you that product? She didn't give you that product because she only charged you $250. She gave you that product
because that's all she could do. For sure. Bang. That's all she could do. That's all she could do is a $250. Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the video again, and they'll probably cut it down for time. I would love to. I'm going to research it, and if I'm able to find this actual video, then I'm going to put it up here because I would love to see it. So I'm going to go ahead and close out this video. My name is Damon with Complete Media. I first agree 100% with Judge Judy. $250 for one videographer is crazy. Two videographers, I mean, come on, bro. Seriously? Anyway, this will be the first in many. I'll probably do like one a month or one every other month or something like that. I like watching these court shows. And two, I like to be able to give my advice on as a business owner perspective, not any type of legal advice. This is no legal advice at all. It's just a business owner perspective. At Complete Media, I've been around for 20 plus years doing the DJ service, video service, photography, lighting, audio visual, you know, the screens, projectors, microphone rentals, and all that good stuff, as well as the tech support at conferences. And we do photo booths. So I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. And so I just want to, get all this crazy stuff that's in my head out into the world.
Maybe homeless, maybe a little high, maybe a little stupid. I'm not exactly sure which one.
All three.
Maybe all three.
Make sure you check out these videos right here for some more content. I do some reviews on the equipment that we provide. I do some tutorials on some of the I guess, equipment that you can use. So definitely check all those out. I appreciate you rocking with me for this long, almost 20-minute video. And I guess I will see you on the next one. If you're like many of the brides and grooms that have come to us, then you're worried about your wedding DJ. You're worried that if you find a good one, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, or that you're going to find some guy, it's a side hustle, he doesn't really care about you or the success of your wedding, or even worse, that you're going to be the one stuck micromanaging every single detail during your wedding day. Let's stop all that madness. We created a free wedding DJ worksheet that's practically foolproof. You can use it for your wedding or any wedding, regardless of the size. We've used it ourselves at thousands of weddings with great success. It's an invaluable tool, regardless of if your DJ is inexperienced or has a ton of experience. So let's get this free wedding DJ worksheet out to you so you can stop all the stressing and enjoy the wedding planning process. So click below and let's get this free wedding DJ worksheet to you.